Gordon Coang, stand up, clap your hands. Originally from Sudan, lives in Melbourne these days, and just moved here and decided that here in Australia we take music just a little bit too seriously. Wrote Stand Up, Clap Your Hands just as basically super fun nonsense, and we need more of that in the world, honestly. Very, very cool guy. Before that, Vanishing Twin with Language is a City. It is 7:45 and you are here on 2SER Breakfast. My name is Tess. Happy Tuesday. Now, how many jobs are you juggling at the moment? One, two, more? According to some new statistics released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics last week, if you are under 30, chances are you're working at least two, maybe even three jobs to make ends meet. And if you're a woman, it's even more likely. So why aren't we sticking to a traditional 9-to-5 decades-long career anymore? Here to break it down with me is Thomas Costa. He's the Assistant Secretary at Unions New South Wales. Thomas, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
So why is it exactly that so many of us are juggling multiple jobs in the first place?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons for it, but probably the primary reason, well, what I believe is the primary reason, is just our out-of-date employment laws that allow employers and in some cases actually encourage employers to engage workers increasingly in insecure types of work. And those are things like casual work, part-time work, the gig economy, and all of these predominantly affect young workers and female workers. We see that we have employment legislation that is now over 10 years old. It doesn't reflect a modern workforce. And we're starting to see the real impact of that on workers.
And I know that for a lot of people as well who have more than one source of income, and there's a lot of different combinations. Some people might be doing healthcare as well as admin jobs or all sorts of things across industries. Is it a similar case there? Is it that come down to the laws as well?
Well, the laws put people in a situation where they're unable to find secure full-time jobs and receive all the benefits that come with that. And so you can see that they're scrapping around to find anything else that they can get to try and supplement their income. So, for example, if you're in healthcare services, you work for a gig economy company like Mabel that's sending you out on a job here and there, maybe two or three jobs a week, you might be getting sort of half a full-time wage, and then use the rest of your time to ride around for Uber or doing something else to try and supplement that income. It's the situation that the laws create where they force people into insecure work but then forces them to go and look for other jobs.
You mentioned earlier that women and young people tend to be most affected. Why is that?
Well, I think the biggest problem for young people is that they're new to the workforce. They have less experience, and so they're going to receive really the full brunt of what is the new employment practice of employers, whereas for more experienced workers and workers that have been in the workforce a lot longer, already in full-time employment, for example, but those sort of entering into the new workforce fresh are feeling the full brunt of this. Women are particularly vulnerable, often because they take time out of work for childcare, and that's still the case that predominantly women take care of the children at home. And when they go back into the workforce, they're confronted with a situation of employers engaging them in these insecure types of employment.
One of the statistics as well that this report has shown is that in New South Wales, they reckon there's about 6 million jobs, but only about 4 million people actually employed. Is this a good or a bad thing?
Well, I think it depends on what type of jobs they are. So when we talk about like the gig economy, for example, there are plenty of jobs in the gig economy, but some of those jobs are things like riding around on a bicycle delivering food. And we know from our discussions with those workers, and we do a lot of work with them, that they're being paid on average $10 to $15 an hour. So there might be plenty of jobs in that workforce, but they're not good jobs. These are jobs that don't give you sick leave, they don't give you annual leave, they don't have workers' compensation. They're not the type of long-term secure employment that you want to encourage people to take up. So people might do it for a little while, for a year or 2 years, but then they're trying to find something else more secure.
Thomas, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for chatting to us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Thomas Costa. He's the Assistant Secretary at Unions New South Wales, speaking to us about how Australians are working and why we're not just sticking to one occupation anymore. It is 10 to 8. I've got one for you from the Saboteurs right now. It's called Sunday Driver. Morning.